conversation. And then he went in and said, oh, well, I know the scriptures, so here you go. And again, let's just go back what Jesus said. And they said to him that Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, how our chief priests and rulers both handed him over to a sentence of death. And Jesus responds, let's see, he says, oh, how foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? Then he began with the readings from Moses and all the prophets. He interpreted them, what referring to him in all the scriptures. So he's teaching them all of what's going on. What does he do? They ask him to stay with him. And he stops by. He pretended like he was going to walk past them or they were going to stop. So then he said, all right, in his mind, I'll stay with them for dinner. He took bread, broke it, and gave it to his disciples. They saw it, and he disappeared. For us as Catholics, that shows the Eucharist. That there's Jesus physically as an image of his divine personality, both God and human. And when he made that bread change from bread into him, he was showing this is Mass. This is really what the Mass is. And so then they said to themselves at the very end, the Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon. And were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us? They recognized him in the bread. Well, now we would say is the body of Christ. So that's my homily today.